On with Mario Lopez.
You're on Mario Lopez. Hotline's lighting up right now. On the line, my girl Eva Longoria. Welcome to the show, honey. How are you?
What's up? How are you?
I am so proud of you this week. Hollywood Walk of Fame. I was honored to be there. What were you thinking about when you first saw your star?
Oh, my God. I was... It was crazy. It was crazy emotional. It was like I was in tears the whole time. And, it was... I remember when they told me, like, last year, they were like, you're getting a star. And I was like, what? So it wasn't real until you see it, like, in the ground, in that you know, pink, whatever color it is. I'm like, oh, my God. But, you know, 20 years ago, I moved to Hollywood in 1998. And I wanted to live in Hollywood because I wanted my address. When I wrote home to say Hollywood, California. You know, when we used to write letters?
Right, exactly. Oh, damn, you're going back. It had to be surreal. So where can we find your star, and who are your neighbors?
You know, I don't know who my neighbors are. Well, I know Jimmy Kimmel's one of my neighbors. Physically, it's next to the Jimmy Kimmel where he films, but also where his star is.
Oh, that's cool.
But I'm across from the Graham's Chinese Theater, right next to the El Capitan.
Prime real estate right there.
I know. It was a really good spot. And I'm in front of Zara, which is my favorite store.
Would you say this is the best year of your life, personally and professionally?
It's going to be a pretty hard year to beat with the baby and the star and my amazing husband. We just moved to our new house. I mean, it's a lot. So much going on. When it rains, it pours.
I know. So happy for you. And speaking of the baby, about a few more weeks, right? Or how far?
I have 8 more weeks.
8 more weeks. I don't think that's going to last.
I know.
I predict this baby's coming sooner. You look great, by the way, and you wear pregnancy well. How has it been? Is it everything you expected? And have you dealt with a lot of sickness? It doesn't seem that way.
No, you know, the first couple months I was like, oh, but then I was amazing energy. I was working, I was directing, I was producing, I was on set all the time, and then about a week ago I started getting tired again. So now I'm like, oh my God. So the star was like the last official work I had to do. Now I can just get ready and start nesting. I told Pepe, I'm like, I need to start nesting. And he was like, what does that mean? I don't know what that means.
So you're going to chill now. Good for you.
I'm here. No more flying.
Good. Nice. Nice. Yeah. Cause at one point, yeah, it's discouraged by the doctor. What about cravings? What have you been craving?
No, you know what? I've had aversions more than cravings. I've had don't even get that near me. Like chicken.
Chicken.
I know. I used to eat chicken like 5 times a week. I love chicken. No, I was like, oh, the smell of it, the look of it. Like,
really?
Yes. One time Pepe ordered it, and I was like, why would you do that?
Oh, you had the reverse craving.
Yeah.
Wow.
That, and then, of course, wine. I don't like wine, which is ironic because I'm a wino.
Yeah. No, and are you going to want to get back to work right away, Eva, or are you going to take some time off once the baby comes?
God, I don't, you know, of course I go, yes, I want to work right away, but I think I'm just going to be falling in love with my son that we'll see. We'll have to play it by ear.
Yeah, as you should.
Is it true you're naming your son Mario?
That's the rumor.
It's a Latin name, so that is in the running.
Speaking of work, you're in the new movie Overboard, a remake of the 80s movie. Who's your character in this?
I play... So first of all, I love Overboard. Don't you love Overboard?
Of course, Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn, yes.
It's amazing. So when I got the script, I was like, no, don't touch that movie, it's amazing. And I read it, and it was hilarious, and the great thing that they did was gender switch the roles. And so Anna Faris is actually playing Kurt Russell's part. She's the single mom with 3 kids with no money, and Eugenio Derbez plays this rich playboy, and he's the one that falls off the boat and gets amnesia. So this is a really, this gender switch works. And then I play Anna Faris' best friend, and I'm the one that tells her, I give her this idea. I was like, you know what we should do is you should go to that hospital and pretend. And she's like, what? So we had a lot of fun, though. It was, we shot in Vancouver for all summer, and it was amazing.
Nice. So you were the voice of reason in this movie.
I don't know. I'm that best friend that makes you do things. You're like, do it, do it, do it. Come on, do it.
See, that's going to be me when your baby boy comes. I'm going to be the voice of reason and keep him true to not get clouded with these liberal crazy views that mom might have.
Oh, my God.
So let him hang out with Theo Mario, and he'll be all good.
You are my fellow Catholic, so.
Well, honey, I love you. I'm so proud of you. Thank you so much for taking the time to call in. And meanwhile, everyone, Overboard comes out on May 4th, and you can follow her on Twitter at Eva Longoria. Thank you so much again, honey.
All right, honey. Love you.
Okay, I love you too. Say hi to Pepe.
Bye. On with Mario Lopez.